Welcome to the We Raise the Stars and Stripes Over Japan podcast. My name is Mark Steven Schwartz, and it is both an honor and a privilege for me to read the diaries from Allied and American civilian prisoners of war interned in and around Kobe, Japan during the Great Pacific War, World War II. This is episode number 27. And we start with July 9th, 1942, Harold Brinckerhoff. We had a piece of cake for supper last night and saw a picture show, a couple of Mickey Mouse reels, several of Japanese scenes, and for a finale, a long reel of the 1934 Olympic Games at Berlin. It was surely good to see our countrymen competing. We feel good this morning. The papers say American armored units are taking part in the Alexandria fighting. There is fierce hand-to-hand fighting in the streets. After 4 days, the Germans have been unable to take the city. The papers say the Germans repulsed a British counterattack. The rumor still persists and grows that we are leaving the end of the month. Some Britisher is supposed to have told someone that their negotiations had fallen through and we were to take their ship scheduled to leave here August 1st. Today is Spanish class. By the time I get home, I should be able to say habla español muy bien. Roy Henning. Feel okay now. Hot sunny weather. Lost volleyball match. In the park for exercise. Reading Moon and Sixpence by Somerset Maugham, story of French painter Gauguin. July 10th, 1942, Harold Brinckerhoff. All the paper says is that Malta is being bombed around the clock. There is no relief for Alexandria. We surmise the Germans have been stopped. Roy Henning. Heat doesn't bother me anymore. Studying, reading. One volleyball match. July 11th, 1942. Charles F. Gregg. Heat and more heat. Nothing to do in the way of work to keep your mind off of it. Shower 3 to 4 times daily. Read, study, play volleyball. Food still 90% starch. 54 cases of diarrhea from tainted food on Saturday. Nothing of importance in the paper except article on possibility of Portugal not being able to remain neutral much longer since the United States was most probably going to occupy the Azores. Also, General Rommel is still 46 kilometers from Alexandria. Intense fighting from Kharkov to Moscow and Germany has crossed the Don River in several places. Japanese group now advocating the exact system of ages as against present Japanese method of a child being 1 year old on birth and adds 1 year each New Year's Day. Thus, child born on December 31st is 2 years old the following day. Article goes to great length to explain that they are not copying Western Occidental method, but merely find their present system leads to numerous difficulties. As ironical as headlines regarding the occupation of Aleutian Islands, which reads, could not see with binoculars, but saw plainly with mind's eye, and thus landing was made with no difficulty. Harold Brinckerhoff. We had almost an exact report about going home from a different source. Roy Henning. Saturday. Hot and no breeze. Reading Turnabout, very humorous book. Bought drawing pencils. Had a cup of ice cream brought in. Sure good. July 12, 1942. Charles F. Gregg. Church services at 11 a.m. First issue of Internee newspaper, Internichi. Temperature 90 degrees. And plenty hot. English now told they are leaving August 10th. Osama Maru left Singapore several days ago for Lourenco Marquis. We'll be back here last of August. Hope is rising that we will be out of here before Christmas. Harold Brinkerhoff. It was exceptionally hot last night. We have been sleeping without covers for a week. We sweltered. To make things worse, all three in our room had cramps and the back door trots. Most all the fellows were the same. Some of the food we had must have been spoiled. Roy Henning. Sunday, very hot. Saw a baseball game in the morning and afternoon in the park. July 13, 1942, Harold Brinkerhoff. The papers say the Germans are 90 kilometers from Alexandria. 5 days ago, they were 45. They are going ahead backwards. Last night was a scorcher. I threw back my mattress and slept on the springs. Just finished breakfast. We had a small fish and a potato the size of a large marble. Reminded me of Guam. Some people were down from Butterfields. They are positive we are leaving about August 1st. They say their guards have told several we are leaving then. One of them met an Englishman on the street. He said we were leaving, if not on their ship, then on the Osama Maru when it returns from Lourenco Marquez. The Osama will not be back until about September 1st. We know exchange arrangements have been completed for us. The consul is due any day. We hope he has good news for us. It is good that we get these stories to keep our spirits up. We would surely be in the dumps if we didn't have some hope to cling to. Roy Henning. Don't feel heat so much now. Go barefoot, no shirt. July 14, 1942. Harold Brinkerhoff. Very little news. The only place there seems to be any activity is on the Russian front, and the Germans are supposed to be advancing. Roy Henning. Wash clothes and shave. Reading Heaven's My Destination. Studying long list of Japanese adjectives. Very difficult. Played chess. July 15, 1942. Charles F. Gregg. Rainy season is over. Heat and mosquitoes are here. Burn mosquito punk each night in bedrooms to drive off the mosquitoes and insects. Temperature rarely goes below 80 degrees. This requires a good deal of washing. I made a pair of underwear shorts over into sport shorts, so I am fairly comfortable. Most men have made shorts of some kind and go shirtless. This, with 4 to 6 showers a day, makes this weather livable. Still studying French with Father Alexander. Have finished reading More Merry-Go-Round by Pearson and Allen. Story of Hoover Administration and Washington, D.C. Also, Sport and Exploration in the Far East by Sten Bergman of Sweden. An interesting story of an ornithologist and naturalist in the Kurile Islands in Japan. Have been expecting the Swiss consul for several days to replenish our money and also to give us some news, but he has failed to show as yet. Everyone waits with great impatience. Still having volleyball games and now have some baseball in the park. No news in the paper. Situation at a stalemate in Egypt with both sides waiting reinforcements, while news would have it that the Germans are pushing ahead on the Russian front with success, especially around the Don River area to the south of Moscow. Grant Wells taken to the doctor with facial swelling, cold and neck glands. Roy Henning, fungus on hand, fingers getting worse. Also have bad swelling in ankles, legs, and knees. July 16, 1942, Harold Brinkerhoff. My Spanish is progressing. I ought to be able to speak quite well by the time I get home. Charles F. Gregg. Very hot and stuffy today with heat showers in the afternoon. Fred Fall and some others down from the other house. No news except Charlie Craver, cold-cocked Ed Myers, and several other fights. No Swiss consul. Matsuda said that Vaughn and Robiera were not to go to the hospital. However, after asking to see Izameda or interpreter, he suddenly got friendly and they were subsequently taken to the hospital. Fred Oppenborn, sick the past 2 days with stomach cramps. Some men still ill with diarrhea. Roy Henning, making myself a pair of swim trunks from white sailor jacket. Had visit from men from other house, Fred Fall, Jackson, and Barber. Few drops of rain fell, very, very humid. July 17th, 1942, Harold Brinkerhoff. We had a terrible meal last night. Everyone sent it back. I ate only my bread and string beans. The guard came in and said he didn't like his and didn't eat it either. He went out in the kitchen and gave the Mikado's cook Hail Columbia. I guess the restaurant owner knows now. I hope our meals will be better now. They cook the food in the restaurant uptown and bring it down in large containers. Butterfield sent their food back also. Roy Henning. Swelling going down, fungus disappearing. Finished swim trunks, work fine. July 18, 1942, Harold Brinkerhoff. I guess the incarceration is getting the fellows down. There was a knockdown and drag-out fight between two old fellows at Butterfield's. There was a fight here last night. One fellow had bought a Japanese kimono and has been wearing it for the past few days. Another fellow, who is a Jap hater, proceeded to try and tear it off. Final results? One broken tooth that had to be removed, and an inch-long scalp wound suffered by the clothes snatcher when he fell against a very hard and unyielding brick wall. We have a story to translate for Tuesday's Spanish class, Cat Tail Cap. It sounds funny, but it is a nice sort of Cinderella story. Roy Henning. Saw a baseball game in the park this morning. Measured myself, have 32-inch waist, 37-inch chest. Reading Theory of the Leisure class. July 19th, 1942. Charles F. Gregg. Weather still plenty hot and mosquitoes are bloodthirsty. Swiss consul still avoids us and no news of exchange. Second edition of American Internichi comes out today. Had first real fight on Friday the 17th when Joe Hermes tried to take a Japanese gown off of Gus Gilbert. They swung at each other in the courtyard until Joe fell and in so doing knocked out a front tooth and cut a gash in the back of his head where he hit a box in the cement. Harold Brinkerhoff. It is 7:30 a.m. and war has broken out again. A couple of the fellows started a fight over a chair. It did not get very far. The confinement and heat is fraying the nerves. It has been terribly hot for 2 weeks. I made a pair of shorts out of an old pair of white navy pants. Shoes and pants is all I have worn for some time. The mosquitoes are terrible. Our punks usually burn out about 4 a.m., then the mosquitoes descend on us in a cloud. We awake suddenly and light another punk. We awake in the morning as tired as when we went to bed. Some of the boys are publishing a weekly paper called the Internichi Nichi. There was a name selected from our group, Guam Americans. Other names submitted were Boondockers, Ersatz Exiles, Guam Pretempos, International Bomb Dodgers of Guam, IBD, IB Dogs. Scuttlebutt has simmered down. Everyone is now convinced we will not leave until the Osama Maru returns from Lourenco Marques about the middle of August. I sure hope we get out of here soon. My nerves are slightly frayed, as are everyone's. Elzada, I know what you went through the time the boys brought home the crawdads. We have had shrimp twice. It took us a long time to get the shells off before we could get at the meat. They tasted good. I understand the creeks in Guam are filled with them. Roy Henning, Sunday, finished Japan in transition. Baseballing Park, good game. July 20th, 1942, Roy Henning. Have learned about 100 new Japanese adjectives. We win 2 volleyball matches, thus the Hashers are champs. July 21st, 1942, Harold Brinkerhoff. We got some bootleg news to the effect that the Japanese and British killed in the taking of Singapore was 300,000. The Japanese are supposed to have had 90 transports sunk at the Battle of Java. It looks as if the Japanese have bogged down, as there has been no news of advances made for 2 weeks. We were told water communication between Hong Kong and Singapore is cut off. The lady here has orders to have her luggage packed, ready for inspection Friday. The British are supposed to leave July 30th. So I guess the news that the British negotiations have fallen through were false. The paper says the Gripsholm arrived at Lourenco Marques with Nomura, Kurusu, and 1,500 Japanese aboard. All foreign nationals are to leave for Tokyo on Friday, except the Americans. Roy Henning, paint on my watercolor in the afternoon. July 22, 1942, Charles F. Gregg. Hot, no news, no Swiss consul, hotter still, hot. No Swiss, but British Mrs. Allen, leaving Kobe for Yokohama on the 29th and to leave for Lourenco Marques around 1st of August. A number of British are being left to go via next exchange. Most of these are the widows and signal ladies who Mrs. Allen believes are not wanted in England, but who will be sent to Canada. The Gripsholm, the USS, the U.S. exchange boat, arrived in Lourenco Marques with 1,500 Japanese on July 20th, and the Asama Maru was due to arrive there today. Scuttlebutt is that we are sure to be exchanged and shall leave here the latter part of August or 1st of September, but the source is still none too reliable. Al Hamilif comes down from Butterfield this evening. Looks good. Says they believe we will leave next month. Always the same thought. When will we get home? 7 months of this, though. Tomorrow will be the end of 6 months of internment here at the Siemens Institute. Finished reading The Ivory Coast in the Earlies, the life works of Alfred Aloysius Horn, edited by Etheldred Lewis, story of Ivory Coast in the 1870s, Cameroons, De Brazza, etc. Very good. Have started Sir Lawrence Guillemard, Trivial Fond Records, an autobiographical sketch of the British government of the Malay Straits Settlement, 1919 to 1927. Well written for an autobiographical work by a career man. Roy Henning, study and sunbathe. Very hot weather, very humid. Take 3 to 4 showers a day. July 23rd, 1942, Roy Henning. Play on Pan Air volleyball team, beat Padres team. Still have fungus on fingers, otherwise am okay. July 24th, 1942, Harold Brinkerhoff. Yesterday was a scorcher. We just melted down to grease. It stayed hot until after 11 p.m. None of us had much rest with the heat and mosquitoes. The paper says Argentina has withdrawn from the Pan American Conference and refuses to help any of the members. We wonder if it may precipitate trouble. I imagine there will be no trouble unless Argentina gives active aid to the Axis. Our papers are propaganda from one end to the other. We would surely like to have some news from the other side for a change. Charles F. Gregg. No news or changes. Temperature is 94 degrees at 9 p.m. and 91 degrees at 7 o'clock a.m. Too hot for much exercise. Planning on a program of entertainment on Sunday afternoon, so fellows working on skits, etc. Roy Henning. Had very short haircut. Getting a good tan now. Reading Bushido. July 25th, 1942. Charles F. Gregg. Swiss consul Mr. Gutneck called today with 50 yen per person. Also with refund for those who had paid oculist and dentist bills. We shall hereafter get something over 25 yen per month and perhaps up to 50 yen. He is still trying to improve our food, housing, and clothing situation, and will endeavor to supply each man with face soap monthly. Two pair of undershorts, one dress shorts, one dress shirt, two sheets, one bath towel, one pillow slip, and shoes for the men. Next American exchange boat will not be until after September 1st or until Osama Maru returns. No assurance we will be exchanged even then. Our status is in between military prisoner status and American citizens as reside in Japan. American government has requested that we from Guam be repatriated, but Japanese government has not yet given any definite answers. Hint that if we are not exchanged, we may be moved to other location where we could do some farming. I'm an optimist and believe we will be out of Japan by September 20th. Purchased silk pajamas for M this evening so as to not squander money on honey, etc. Harold Brinkerhoff. Happy birthday, Gene boy. I guess you are a big fellow now. It's Bud Durham's birthday today also. The Osama Maru arrived at Lourenco Marques on the 22nd. It is supposed to leave there on the 25th or 26th and arrive here about August 15th. Elzeta, if I don't have mail on that boat, you are going to catch it when I get home. News is bad for the Russians. The Germans are supposed to be in Rostov. The largest contingent of American troops yet have landed in Ireland. It looks as if they better get on their horses if they are to help the Russians. The Swiss consul was here but could give us little news. He said there was no chance of us leaving before the Osama Maru returned. He could not tell us if we were going then or not. The U.S. government has asked specifically for our return. The consul left us 50 yen. An article says American sugar beet farmers are offering laborers $20 per day. I had one of the Chinese boys buy me a pair of tabis to keep my feet off the floors. I have stopped my athlete's foot by applications of Lysol and exposure to the sun. Everyone has it. We are not bothered in cold weather, but this hot, humid weather makes it grow overnight. Roy Henning. Swiss consul calls, pays 50 yen, and I'll get back payment for glasses. May leave on the next ship, though uncertain. July 26, 1942. Harold Brinkerhoff. I conducted the Sunday services. This evening we had a farewell party for Mrs. Allen. There was an amateur theatrical. Brunton stuck two pins clear to the heads into his arm. There were several other acts, one of juggling, a duet, and aloha by all of us. We had news that the British and Americans have attacked Singapore. We hope so. This bootleg news is sometimes very unreliable. Perhaps the Japanese were using the dry docks to repair their ships and we bombed these. Harold F. Gregg. Charles F. Gregg. Hot day. Church at 11 a.m. Some men taken to the park at 10 o'clock to watch first hardball game. Entertainment in the evening with Mrs. Allen as guest of honor, her last Sunday with us. Robiera had several short acts arranged, and they all went off in good fashion. Charlie Craver and other musicians from Butterfield were not present as we had hoped. The Skull, Matsuda, had gotten word of the entertainment, and through headquarters had forbid them to come down. A nice evening regardless. Roy Henning, Sunday. Saw baseball game in park in the forenoon. Drew pictures of the courtyard. Had entertainment for Mrs. Allen in the evening, a good show. July 27th, 1942. Charles F. Gregg. Bad food played riot today. About 20 men sick with diarrhea or food poisoning. 3 different trips to the hospital with old and new cases were made during the day, and then the doctor came after dinner to treat 4 men. Grant Wells became quite sick and delirious just as doctor was leaving. Sakamoto was finally able to get Kensho's policemen to send him to International Hospital. Robert Vaughn and I went in cab with Sakamoto and Grant to the hospital, which appeared very neat and comfortable. Nurses are Swiss and speak English, Japanese, German, and French. Doctor is German. Arrived back at the Institute at 9 a.m., and we're taken, or 9 p.m., and was taking a shower at 9:30 when called to the office. 4 of the men, Clary, Frazier, Okapinti, and Bacon, had skipped camp. Had roll call to determine who was absent. Then at 10 o'clock, men retired. I stayed up until men came back at 10:30 p.m. and had them go to the office. The men had gone out to a beer parlor, had 2 beers, and returned. They asked the guard who knows a little English and thought he said yes, so they left. Sakamoto came in from looking for them at 10:45 and proceeded to give them a working over. Threat of 10 days in jail, slapped them and tied them up and made them stand until 1 a.m. Roy Henning. Cooler, better weather. 4 men strolled out for a beer. Big fuss. July 28, 1942. Charles F. Gregg. Men worked up over last night's episode and demand punishment. Apology made to police for the entire group and view expressed that men wish to cooperate with them. In evening, we were told that as punishment for offense, all 74 internees were to remain in the house for a week. Only those going to the doctor would be permitted out. Kangaroo court held and men found guilty on 2 counts. 1, of asking for special privilege. 2, of leaving area without proper authorization of head police guard and group leaders. Court decided to give resume of the case to the men before passing sentence. Group presented Mrs. Allen with bon voyage card painted by Father Marchin on pallet and 35 yen to buy remembrance gift. She did. A solid ivory Japanese lady, 6 inches tall. Roy Henning. Made a coat hanger. Washed clothes. Red. Bought peanut butter. And this concludes episode number 27 of the We Raise the Stars and Stripes Over Japan podcast. Thanks very much for listening. Bye-bye now.